Election Day is 3 weeks from today. Neither of Alaska's U.S. senators is up for re-election this term, but there is one statewide race that hasn't received much attention. APRN's Peter Granitz reports on Democrat Sharon Cisna's uphill bid to unseat Representative Don Young and what it means for her party in Alaska.
Sharon Cisna served 7 terms in the State House. A Democrat, she represented the university area of Anchorage. And as her final term was winding down, she was anticipating a return to her career as a counselor.
I came at this from a point of view of really wanting to move out into the private sector and really working hard at continuing the searches that my husband and I have been on to communities around the state and understanding what do they need and what are their challenges.
In 2010, though, Cisna experienced a well-documented run-in with the Transportation Security Administration. She refused a pat-down from TSA screeners and for 2 years has refused to travel through any airport that would require her to get a pat-down.
So I'm flying on smaller planes and getting to Canada and flying on Canadian Airlines if I have to go long distances, because I will not allow myself to be abused, which I think is a very healthy attitude.
Cisna's crusade against what she sees as unconstitutional intrusions is taking a new form. She's trying to oust 19-term incumbent Don Young from Congress. And by any measure, that's a hard task. Financially, she's got pennies to Young's thousands. As of mid-August, Cisna reported having just over $1,000 on hand. Young had almost $570,000. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which tries to elect Democrats to the U.S. House, is not supporting Cisna. The DCCC did not respond to repeated calls and emails for this story, and on its website, it does not even list the Alaska at-large seat as a race. The state party did not return calls for comment either. And Sharon Cisna says she's had no recent meetings with the state party officials, though she's listed on the Alaska Democrats' website. Ethan Berkowitz came closer to unseating Young in the general election than anyone in the past 20 years. He says there is no way any Democrat in the state will ever beat Don Young.
And until someone can make a compelling case why he's not the best spokesperson in Alaska, he's going to stay there. And we like our seniority in this state.
That seniority was stripped a few years ago when federal investigators revealed Young's involvement in a scheme to reward campaign contributors with earmarks. The Department of Justice never filed charges. Berkowitz says the Alaska Democratic Party needs to expand beyond Anchorage, a city he represented as the minority leader in the state house. And on top of that, it needs to define its own state-centric message. Because, he complains, state Democrats spend too much time fending off attacks against the national party, like the charge that environmentalists run the show.
We're a resource development state, like it or not. That's where the Alaska's bread and butter comes from. That's where our jobs come from. That's how people feed their families. The perception has to be that Alaska Democrats are going to fight for jobs and they're going to fight for families. They're going to fight to make sure that when resource development occurs, Alaskans are the prime beneficiaries.
And not only does Sharon Cisna come from Anchorage, she's not gung-ho about the drilling in the state.
We don't need to develop all of the oil and gas in Alaska in the next 5 years. Pretty sure we're going to need it in the future, and it will actually bring us more money later.
So party leaders have a candidate who doesn't necessarily fit the mold of what they want an Alaska Democrat to look like. Sharon Cisna is upbeat and engaging. She has a strong track record in Juneau, but her command of federal issues is shaky. She demurred when asked her thoughts on pending across-the-board spending cuts, and when questioned about extending the payroll tax cut at year's end, she had this to say.
Well, that detail, I'd want to know a great deal more than I can really answer right now.
That was a similar answer to a question about whether to extend the Bush-era tax cuts or to keep them at certain income levels. Cisna says she'll surround herself with able aides who have expertise in these areas. She says if she's elected, she wants to end the partisanship in Washington.
I'm sort of more a bridge builder. I've been the co-chair of the Legislative Health Caucus now for 9 years, And what we've done is we've tried very hard to bring everybody together and everybody talking. So I think that's one of the critical things that I can offer is listening to everyone.
Washington, D.C. is not a town known for its listeners. And by most accounts, partisanship will only increase after the election. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.